Welcome to the Tanakh podcast, Amoadim LeSimcha. Today, Mizmor Yud Gimel, chapter 13 of Tehillim.
Va'ani bechazdecha patachti yegeli bi mishuatecha Va'ani bechazdecha patachti yegeli bi
Moadim LeSimcha to all of our listeners, and what you just heard was a beautiful song by Yonatan Razel with the final words of our chapter. Va'ani b'chazdecha batachti, I relied on your kindness, God. Yagel libi b'shuatecha, you make my heart glad with your salvation. Ashir al Hashem, I will sing to God ki gamal alai, because he's been gracious to me. It's really a beautiful rendition of this pasuk, and at the end we'll put a different song by Yonatan Razel's brother Aaron Razel, another rendition. I'll put the links into the description of the chapter. Let me just note that these musical renditions are the, you know, Jews always put Tehillim to music, and to hear the different ways that different people have interpreted and have composed tunes to various different psukim into Tehillim is, to my mind, really part of studying Tehillim. It's a part of really internalizing Tehillim is meant to be musical, and I love listening to different people's interpretations and musical compositions when it comes to this book.
As you can hear from this final verse, and I rely on your kindness, your heart, your salvation makes my heart glad. I'll sing to you because you've been so wonderful to me. It would seem like everything's great, but listen to the beginning of the chapter. Lamnatech mizbolo David ad ana Hashem tishkacheni netach. How long will you forget me forever? Ad ana tastira penecha mimeni. How long will you hide your face from me? Ad ana ashit itzot benafshi yagon bilvavi. How long will I try and find a way forward? How long will there be sadness, misery in my heart? Your mom, ad ana yarum oivi olai. Notice here, four times, ad ana. How long? How long? The first case, God, you've forgotten me. Second, even worse, God has hidden his face from me. Even worse, in the third case, I try as much as I can, but there is yagon bilvivi yomam. I feel depressed. I feel a sense of sadness all day. And the last is even worse. Ad ana yarum oivi alai. How long will my enemies assault me? How long will they raise themselves over me? How do we get from this fourfold ad ana, God forgetting, hiding his face, this sense of misery, this sense of the victory of our enemies, to a sense of and va'ani b'chazdecha batachti, I rely on your chesed, on your kindness. Yageli b'shuatecha, I feel your salvation. Ashir al Hashem ki gamal alai, I can really sense the sense that you are gracious to me and you have paid me back with goodness. And this is really an amazing transition in just a few verses. I mean, this chapter is only what is it, six verses long, very, very short, and what a transition. In a minute we will see the answer from our chapter, but I would like to talk about something in contemporary events. You know, before the Chag, I heard an interview with Rachel Goldberg-Polin. Her son Hirsch is in the captivity of Hamas. He's the one who his left arm was severed on the attack on 7th of October by a grenade attack, and he was taken into captivity. And Rachel Goldberg-Polin, his mother, in an interview said the following: hope is mandatory. She said, I believe it, I have to believe it, that he will come back to us. I listened to these words and I listened to her speech before Leil HaSeder, and I was amazed by her faith. But I was also, I have to confess,
somewhat skeptical. I thought, gosh, what exactly is the chance that after 200 days, Hirsch is still alive? He was so badly injured. And what do you know? That today a video was released by Hamas in which we see Hirsch, and he is alive, and he is talking, and he is telling his parents that he knows that they're fighting for him and that he loves them. And after 201 days, they have a glimmer of hope. They can say, in a sense, well, they won't say it until he's free, and please God, he should be free very soon. But, you know, just before today, they would have said, Ad ana Hashem tishkacheni netach. How can you forget me, God? Adana tastira panecha mimeni. How can you hide your face from me? Adana ashit itzot benashi yagon bilvavi. Yomam. Adana yarum oivi alai. How long are my enemies going to have victory over me? But maybe today they can feel a glimmer of hope. Where does that hope come from? And that's exactly, it's developing that hope, which I feel is happening in this perek. Do you know what? I think it's true also about the chag that we're going through, about Pesach. How is it that through 210 years of slavery, through periods of slavery in which the Egyptians were throwing the babies to the crocodiles in the river, they were actively engaging in genocide, never mind slavery and back-breaking labor. Who could ever believe in the notion of redemption? And yet, when they heard, when Moshe comes back to them and said, Pakod yifkod Elohim etchem, now is the time for your redemption, they believed him. It's remarkable. How does a person believe? How does a person believe when you hear four times, Ad Ana, how long, and this sense of distance? So what happens in our chapter? Well, the first thing which happens is prayer. And that's what you see in Pasuk. Dalad, Habita, Aneni Hashem. Look, answer me, God, Hashem Elohai. Sorry, I'll read that again. Habita, Aneni Hashem Elohai. Look on, answer me, Hashem my God. Har ira inai penishan amavet. I'm scared that death is going to overtake me. Give brightness, give light to my eyes. So the first thing is this desperate, very direct prayer. Very concise prayer, right? Light up my eyes. Pen yomar oivi yacholtiv. Lest my enemies say, I have defeated them. Tsara yagilu kiemot. Lest my enemies will rejoice when they see me collapse. In other words, the author of who seems so desperate in the first four phrases says, I'm turning to God and I'm saying, you need to light up my life. You cannot let the forces of evil in the world think that they have gained victory. You can't let them gloat over my misery and my defeat. And suddenly out of this ani b'chasdei chabatechti, this reliance in the kindness of God, they already feel the beginning of this salvation. And they sing to God because eventually they come through their difficulties. This is the remarkable soul of the believer, which we see through our perek. Really an incredible journey. I think it was the journey that the Jews took in Egypt. I think it's the journey which Rachel Goldberg Polin is showing us at this very, very moment. Other people in history have also, I mentioned in my introductory class, Natan Sharansky, who used Tehillim itself and faith in God to keep him going when things were dark for him in the Soviet Gulag. And eventually he too, after many, many years of incarceration, was freed and set up a family here in Israel, became a Chaver Knesset and a leader of the Jewish people. So the impossible can happen and the tables can turn. And I think that's what we're celebrating here in Pesach at the moment. So we'll finish with, usually we start with them, with prayers that indeed the impossible can happen, that the hostages will be free, and that our fortunes will turn from darkness to light. And what we'll do now is we'll listen to a little bit of the song, not by Yonatan Razel, but by Aaron Razel, in one of his very, very early albums of this particular perek. See you tomorrow.
Hashem tishkacheni meta Adana tastiret panecha mimeni Adana ashit etzot benafshi yagon bilvavi yomam Adana yarum oivi alai Adana Va'ani bechazdecha vatam